Yes, sir.
About 15 wheelchair athletes whooshed down Windsor Road in Urbana. Among them are 5 athletes from the East African nation of Ghana. In the last few years, their life has changed tremendously.
Yeah, in the beginning, I didn't get a chair. I get my own chair in 2 or 3 when we were in America. But in the previous, I was using crutches. Crutches, yeah. So training and movement, all my movement. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Polio disabled Rafael Bucci and Kebe's legs when he was 6 years old. He had to wait 17 years to get a wheelchair. Only 1 year later, in 2004, Nkebe was one of 2 Ghanaian athletes who competed in the Paralympics in Athens.
Yeah, the sports has helped me a lot because now in Ghana, I can say I'm one of the disabled, the hero among the disabled athletes in Ghana because of I've been the first person to represent my nation in the Paralympics game in Athens, Greece. From 2003, every year I make sure I win 1 or 2 medals for the country.
It was the first time ever that Ghana took part in this event. Former wheelchair champion Jean Driscoll from Champaign was largely responsible for that. Driscoll won the Boston Marathon 8 times and won Olympic silver 2. She's now a development official at the U of I. In 2001, Driscoll traveled to Ghana to help train wheelchair athletes.
We're sitting in a stadium and 32 people with disabilities showed up for this track camp. There were only about 6 who were in wheelchairs. Most of them walked in on crutches or using a walker, but there were others who crawled in. They had sandals on their hands and huge calluses on their knees. And during the track camp, for many of them, it was the first time they were up off the ground in a racing chair or in any kind of chair.
Driscoll says disabled people in Ghana have a tough time. She says many are stuck in their homes their entire lives. Driscoll decided that just coaching isn't enough to help the Ghanaian athletes, so she started raising money for wheelchairs.
In Ghana, if you have a disability, it's believed you're cursed by God, and many people are rejected by their families, rejected by society. You know, they're seen as the dogs running around on the ground, and they're the last ones to receive food. It's really disheartening.
And Kebe says his parents supported him, but being disabled created some problems.
Because of I'm the only male child for my mother, so it seems like in Africa the men also are the decision makers in the family. So, but they realize that they can't challenge God, so they must be behind me.
But getting respect from the community, Nkebe says, came through his success in sports. This year alone, he won 3 medals in sprint competitions at the All African Games.
It is being realized by the government of Ghana that if one disabled person can win a medal in maybe 800 meters, and a whole football team of 22 or 23 can not win anything, and that means with a disabled, there is a brighter future.
Cesar Gicuno is a national wheelchair racing coach. He says that sports have already had an impact on Ghanaian politics and society. He says a new bill has been passed which will provide free education to disabled children.
So much is changing so much. Now they now recognize us. The public now see us as a force, or as part of them.
And Nkebe says he believes that even more will change as he tries to qualify for the next year's Paralympics in Beijing.
That's the biggest dream of any good athlete in this world, because a Paralympic is the final point in any athlete's life. So that is our dream, to go there and take part, not to take part, but to be among the medal winners. That's what we are hoping for now.
I'm Michael Koliska, AM 580 News.